All right, good morning, everybody. Today, I want to talk to you about stamps. I'm sure all of you have used a stamp at some point in your life, although probably these days, not quite so often anymore. These days, we tend to email or text much more than we do send letters. But still, you've probably used a stamp, or at least seen a stamp. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about the history of the stamp today. In the very beginning, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, in about 1600, in the UK, the post office started. The post office was used to deliver letters and parcels. Basically, you would take your letter or your parcel to the post office, they would take it for you, they would stamp it with a real stamp, then they would deliver it to the person it was intended for. The person who received the letter or parcel would then pay for it. So for example, if I wanted to send a book to you, I would write your address on the envelope with the book in it, I would take it to the post office, the post office would take it off me, they would deliver it to you, and you would then pay them for the book, okay? Now there are some problems with this, obviously. Any kind of cash on delivery, COD system, relies a lot on trust. If, for example, you decide not to pay me for the book, then there's not much I can do about it. You have basically stolen the book and I have lost some money. So obviously that system wasn't going to work. But that's where the word stamp comes from. The post office had an array of different kinds of stamps and they would stamp the letter or parcel. Okay. Now, in 1640, somebody realized that this system obviously wasn't working. So two people, Robert Murray and William Dockwra, both in the UK, came up with an idea. They called it the penny post. Basically, you would go to the post office with your letter, you would pay the post office a penny, they would then stamp your envelope with a real stamp, an ink stamp again, to say you had paid the one penny, then they would deliver your letter to the person it was intended for. This time the person it was intended for would not pay, they would just receive the letter you had paid in the beginning. This was the beginning of the idea behind the stamp. Now this system only worked in central London, which wasn't a very big area. Okay, now we skip forward another 200 years. In 1835, a man called Rowland Hill comes up with an idea for a sticky stamp. Well, actually, he didn't come up with the idea. It was originally invented by a man in Poland, but his idea was never taken. His idea never caught on. Now, Rowland Hill's idea of the stamp does become popular. The very first actual sticky stamp is called the penny black. It's called the penny black for two reasons. One, it's black. Two, it's worth one penny. Basically, any kind of letter or parcel you sent would cost one penny. Basically, Rowland Hill designed these stamps with pre-glued backs to them. And so you would get a sheet of stamps. You could cut out the stamp you wanted. You would stick it to the parcel or letter you were going to send. Now, the very first stamp had the Queen's face on them. At the time, in 1835, the Queen was Queen Victoria. So her face was right in the middle of the stamp. On the bottom of the stamp, it has the value. It says one penny. The stamp doesn't have a country. These days, any stamp you buy will have the country's name on the stamp as well. But back then, because England was the only country using this system, there was no need to put a country on it. Countries were introduced into the stamps later on. So in the beginning, it only has the value of the stamp. Okay, so that's the very first stamp. It's called the penny black. 1835, that was. By 1839, in England alone, 75 million letters were sent. The stamp catches on so well, it's so easy to use, that people start taking advantage of it and start sending out letters. 75 million letters in 1839. How many letters do you think are written these days? Well, in 2000, it was 31 billion. However, by 2016, that number had dropped to 16 billion, almost half. And year on year, that number is going down and down and down and down and down. Can you think why? Well, I gave you a hint, well, I gave you the answer at the very beginning of my talk. Because of email, because of texting. How often do you send a letter these days? When I was at high school, a long, 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 long time ago, I used to send letters to my friends. I used to send letters to my girlfriend. I used to send letters to my family. I used to write letters quite a lot. It was a wonderful feeling to receive a letter through the post. However, these days, I don't write letters. I don't think I have written a letter in possibly 20 years. I email, and now I text. One word replies. Yes, no, maybe, okay, thanks, sorry. So we don't write letters anymore. The number of letters is really declining. Hopefully it will start to pick up again soon, because receiving a letter is an absolutely amazing feeling. Anyway, so in 1835 onwards, we have the first stamp. We have sheets of stamps. They're printed on one large sheet. You cut them out by hand. In 1854, the next development turns up. This development is perforation. To perforate something means to put lots of holes in it. Perforation meant that between each stamp, a machine would cut small holes. Now, why was that such a huge advancement? Because now it meant that stamps were very easy to tear off. You didn't rip stamps, you didn't ruin them, you didn't break them. So now, 1854, we have a perfectly usable, easily tearable stamp. And the number of letters written every year starts to take off. From 1854 onwards, there are no more real advances in stamps. The machines used to make them, the printing systems, the colors, the glues, the perforation machines, all improve. But the stamp itself doesn't really change. These days you can get stamps with any kind of design. Countries produce stamps to commemorate things, to celebrate things, a whole different range of stamps. Now, if you are into stamp collecting, maybe you have a book of stamps, maybe you collect stamps from your own country, maybe you collect commemorative stamps, maybe, if you're lucky, you have a few old stamps in your book. Well, I'd like to tell you a few of the rarest and most expensive stamps in the world. I'm going to do a top three for you. Number three, the penny black, the first stamp ever invented. One penny black was released by accident 4 days before it was supposed to be released. That stamp now, if you can get your hands on it, will cost you $4.5 million. Yes, you heard me right, $4.5 million. Number two, the second most expensive stamp on my list is the Treskilling Yellow. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. That was released in 1855. Now, it's rare because there's only one of them left in the world, and the stamp itself should be bluey green, but it's not. It's yellow, hence the name. Stamps that have mistakes in them are usually quite rare. This stamp will set you back $5.5 million. That's a lot of money. But it's nowhere near number one. Are you ready? Number one on my list, the most expensive stamp you can buy in the world, is the British Guiana 1 cent magenta from 1856. It's cut by hand. It's signed by the post office clerk at the time. It's being used. There is only one of them in the world. And that stamp will cost you $9.5 million. And that was the price it cost in 2014. Each time this stamp is sold, it breaks records. It becomes more expensive. So, if you're at home and you're going through your grandparents' letter collections, or you're going through old books of stamps, keep your eyes out. Anything old could be expensive, could be valuable. You never know. Anyway, good luck. If you're interested, write me a letter. I love receiving letters. Talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you.